computer number 4. We're at number 24, correct. Okay. The previous one, we said that Yushami had a stunning chiddush that if you take a fish out of the ocean or out of the river, the malacha is kotzer. Which Yushami obviously is saying that kotzer is taking something away from its source of sustenance. It's chiyus. Number 24, we ask, what's the Rambam, the Rabban, Rashi, and Tosa say regarding Sholon Dagmin Yam? So we said that Rambam says Beferish in Hilchos Shabbos that it's Netilus Neshama. Taking a fish out of the river is chayiv because of what we call killing the fish, Netilus Neshama. The Ramban on Kuf Vavam Beis also said it was Netilus Neshama. He said, how could it be kotzer? Kotzer is only by Geduli Karka. Dosh is only by Geduli Karka. And the Ramban sustains and quotes the Rambam and holds like the Rambam very strongly there. We did the Ramban inside. Moreover, Rashi and Tosis and Tainis on Daf Chof Dalet both say that taking a fish out of its place of water is a chiyuv of Netilus Neshama. So you have the Rambam, the Ramban, Rashi and Tosis. And we point out a very good nafkamina that I want you to get. Nafkamina would be if you take the fish out of the water and then you put it right back. So if you put it right back and it survives, you haven't killed it, obviously. But you did do kotzer. For that one moment, you took it out of its sustenance and you'd be chayiv. If you took some, plucked it off and replanted it right away, you'd be chayiv. So therefore, that's a very important nafkamina. Rashi and Tosis said that, you know, you had taken it, you know, from the seifel. We had said, remember, we had a whole discussion about the bowl. But according to Rashi, it does, is usually when you take it out, it dies. But if you came up with the case, you took it out and put it back in, you wouldn't be chayv to tilish neshama. So that's number 24. Number 25, what's the din of being tolish min ilan yavish? Let's say a tree is dead. The tree is completely dead, and you take off a branch of the tree. What's the din? So the halach is, according to the Rambam, the Magen Avraham quotes, you're chayiv kotzer. And the Tosos and the Rashba and Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun, they argue, and they say you are not chayiv kotzer at all. You're not chayiv kotzer. That's what they say. Why? So what's a machloikas? So according to the Rambam, the notion of kotzer is taking something that is mechubur and making it tolish. And that's what you've done, regardless of the fact whether it's dead or not. Whereas according to the Rashba and the Tosfos, that's not the definition. The definition of kotzer is such that you've taken it away from its place of sustenance. Well, if it's dead, there's no sustenance. There's no chiyus anyway. So your cutting off will not be considered to be called kotzer. So that's the answer to number 25. 26. We had a discussion with the Tosfos on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. We had a discussion with the Tosfos and Ayin Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom, and Tosfos brought up the topic of cholev. When it comes to cholev, lamaisa milking, according to the most of the Rishonim, is considered to be a malacha, is considered to be an isser d'oraisa. The question is, which av is cholev? What is the av of cholev? So on this, we had six different shitas to define exactly what the din of what the halacha of cholev is, okay? The first shita we had was the prevalent shita, which is the Rif. We'll start with Rashi, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, and Sadiha Med Aleph, and the Rosh. So we have those six Rishonim. Rashi, Rif, Rambam, Ramban, Rashman, Rosh, that the Chiyuv is Mishum Dosh. Okay, that milking is Aser Mishum Mefarik. I want you to get that down. The Gemara says black on white and Sadiha Med Beis, Cholev is Chayiv Mishum Mefarik. But what told is Mefarik, a told of? So those six Rishonim say it's Dosh. That's number one. Okay? Number two Shita. The second Shita is the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, Beferish, Rashi quotes this Yushalmi and Sadiheim at Aleph, B'shem Ista Amri, that the Malach is Mishum Kotzer. The Malach is Mishum Kotzer, which you're taking the milk away from its place of sustenance, the cow. The third Shita is the Rabbeinu Tam and our very own Tosus on the bottom of Ayin Gimel and Beis. Now, why don't you make sure you're able to chazer inside that it's Mishum Machik. that when you milk the cow, you are smoothing the udders. By milking the cow, you smooth the udders, and that is tantamount to the din of mechmachik, which is smoothing. So that answers number 26. Number 27, give three other shitas to the av of cholev. There are three other shitas. The fourth shita being the Rashba and Ksubis, b'shem Reb Shimon ben Avram. And the truth is, the Meiri quotes here, b'shem Yesh Meforshim, Taisa Rashis, Mashma, this b'shem the Riva, that it's b'shem Gozes. That it's a malach of Gozes. Gozes means you are cutting off something. And you are taking off someone's fingernails, taking off someone's hair. You're shedding. You're shedding the animal, the cow, of its milk. The fifth shita is the shita of the Yerayim, which is the shita of Tochein. Yerayim is a mitzvah resh ayin dalid. And the sixth shita is the Rashba, later on a kuf mem dalid beis, that is mishum borer. Okay? Those are the six shitas in the Rishonim. There is a seventh shita we had in one of the Gedolei Achronim, Rabbi Lozer Meir Horovitz, says the chiyuv is mishum menafetz. So, Lamaisa, just to make a comment, the reason why it goes is, as we said, you're shedding, you're making it less, and Dereim says it's tochein. The problem with that is that we know that what Lamaisa, the reason why the Dereim did not like it being dosh, because ain't dosh al begdule karka. So he turns around and says tochein. So obviously he holds that tochein does not have to be done what? Begdule karka. Okay, which is against the Trumas Adeshin, which when we get to Tochen, there are a bunch of Rishonim say Tochen needs Gedulei Karka. Obviously, the Reim, who did not like Dosh because you needed Gedulei Karka, obviously he held Halacha Lamaisa that Tochen doesn't need Gedulei Karka, because that's what the Reim said. So, and also the Rashba, we said it's like Borer because the Behem is like Psolus. It's like you're taking Ochem, you talk Psolus, and that's why it's a Malacha Ma'amir. Why is it combing? Why is it Menafetz? Because it's like you're combing the cotton. And therefore, it's like you're combing the cotton. That's what we consider to be what? It's like Menafetz Dezember, and that's what you're doing. You're combing what? You're combing the wool, and that's considered the issue of combing what? That we have a problem. Okay. That answers number what? That answers number 27. And please get that 7 sheet. I didn't write it in, but you'll write it in there. 28. What's the kasha of Tosas on the bottom of Ayin Gimel and Beis? Diraskim Afarak and Rashi. How do we answer it? What was the kasha? What did Rashi say that Chole, that Mefarak is a toldov of Dosh? What's Tosas kasha? That it says Chole v'schai mishu Mefarak. Now, if Mefarak is a toldov of Dosh, Dosh is only by Gedulei Karka according to the Rabbanan, right? And don't tell me that only a fish is not Gedulei Karka, but milking is, because a cow gets its sustenance from the ground. Why is that wrong? Because we learn out Gedulei Karka from what? The Simamonim and the Mishkan. That requires Gedulei Karka. What can a worker work? What can a worker eat? A socher. A poel. What's he allowed to eat? Only Gedulei Karka. Can't eat milk. Can't eat cheese. Can't eat fish. He's only allowed to eat Gedulei Karka. So you see clearly, that's the kasha I want you to get that the Tosus asks on Rashi. How can you tell me Mefarik is a told of Dosh? We know that what? That Cholev is Chai Mishum what? Mefarik, that means according to Rashi, Cholev is Chai Mishum Dosh, but milk, Dosh is only limited to Gedulei Karka according to the Rabbanan. And milking of a behemah is not Gedulei Karka. Well, you want to tell me that it is considered like fish? First of all, the Biriat Taisa says that fish is considered to be Gedulei Karka. Because it gets its sustenance from the ground too. You look in the Gemara in Erevin, it's a pellet of this Taisus. Taisus says a behemoth is more Gedulei Karka than dog. If you look in Erevin, the Gemara also says that a dog is Gedulei Karka. That's a kasha we didn't bring up. We're bringing it up now. But moreover, the whole requirement of Gedulei Karka we learned from Simanim Shem Mishkan. Like a poel. A poel can only eat things that grow from the ground. He can't eat milk and cheese. So you see, milk and cheese is not Gedulei Karka. So how can you tell me that Dosh and Mefarik are under Dosh? That Mefarik and Echolev are under Dosh. That was the Kasha Taisa. That answer is number 28. Oh, it doesn't. No. How do we answer the Kasha? You remember? How do we answer the Kasha? Go ahead, Dovi.
The cow gets sustenance from the ground.
Right, but that's not enough because Lamaisa, we assume that doesn't help us because we learned Simamonim from the Mishkan that it needs Gedulei Karka. So it's not enough to say a behemoth might be closer to the karka than fish, even though that's difficult because Gemara Erevin says fish is just as much, gets its sustenance from the ground. That's what the Gemara says. But the problem is we learn out the Simamonim and the Mishkan from Gedulei Karka. You follow me? So what's the answer? We said we have no choice but to say what? Even though Tosafot said it's a bad answer, we have no choice to say, but that Brice on Daf Sadi Hey is according to who? Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says Dosh can be outside Geduli Karka. And the Gemara on Sadi Hey that says that Mepharik is Chayav told him Mishum Dosh, that's according to Reb Yehuda. I told you said it's Dochik, okay? I'm sorry. It's difficult, but Lamaisa, we have to say that. And the truth is, I want to add this point now. Who does Rashi Paskin like? Reb Yehuda or Rabbanan? Reb Yehuda. So if he passes a Reb Yehuda, how bad is it to make the brights like Reb Yehuda? It's not so bad. If he paskins like Reb Yehuda, let him make it like Reb Yehuda. If he paskins like Reb Yehuda, let him make it like Reb Yehuda. So after thinking about it, it's not so bad to give that answer. Even though Tosafot is a dochik, but later on in the Tosafot it says Rashi paskins like Reb Yehuda. If he paskins like Reb Yehuda, Lamaisa could say that. Okay. That answers number what? Number 28. Number 29. What's the kash on Rabbeinu Tam and how do we answer it? What's the kash on Rabbeinu Tam and how do we answer it? Rabbeinu Tam said the malacha was mamachik. Milking is because of mamachik. There are two kashas on Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara says you're allowed to milk a cow that it can go into a pot of food. Mashka bola ochel is ke ochel dummy. The milk is not allowed to go into an empty pot. That's going to be called what? Ocho becomes liquid then. That's borer. Okay? But you're allowed to put it into a pot of food. Mashka baloka gocha dummy. If you say the issue is mamachik, right? If you say the issue is mamachik, then in what sense does it make a difference whether you put it into a pot or you put it into an empty bowl? What's the difference? There's no difference between a pot and an empty bowl. Right? There's no difference at all. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that was number one kasha. Number two kasha, how does Rabbeinu Tam read our Gemara? In what sense are being machik with the mud ball? So those are the two kashas that we asked on Rabbeinu Tam, and how do we answer it? Well, that second kasha we said according to Maharam, you're smoothing down the shell. When you hit the date on the klipa el yona, it's like you're being machik. It's like you're what smoothing down the shell. That's a dochik, we said. Okay. The better answer is we said. What's the better answer? If you look in the Rabbeinu Tam himself in the Sefer Yashar, he says there are two tracks of Dosh. Dosh by Gedulei Karka, the Rabbeinu Tam agrees, is a told of what? Mepharik of Gedulei Karka, he agrees, is a told of Dosh. But if it's not Gedulei Karka, then it's Mamachik. So milking is considered to be a Dosh in that case, Mepharik in that case, is a told of Mamachik, because not Gedulei Karka. But in our case, where you're dealing with Gedulei Karka, Mepharik is a told of Dosh. There are two tracks.
And why does Rabbeinu Tam have such an issue with Rashi, then?
What'd you say?
And why does Rabbeinu Tam have such an issue with Rashi? And if you understand Rabbeinu,
that's a good point, Daniil. That's a good point. But in our Tosus, he didn't say it, Bashem Rabbeinu Tam, the Kasha. He said it on his. Yeah, he did say it, the Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. That's a good Kasha. That's a good point. Daniil's making a good point. But that's the answer that fits very well. Rabbeinu Tam himself says it in Sefer Yashar, the Chassam Sofer says. Rabbeinu Tam says, Mepharik is like Rashi, so what's he bothered by? He's only arguing with Gabi Choylev Lemais. I guess what you'll have to say is that his impression was that Rashi said there's only one track. That's what you have to say. Rashi held that Mepharik is always a Toled Dash, no matter what you're dealing with. Rabbeinu Tam said that's not true. That's what he was asking on.
Well, how did Rashi explain the Gemara on Sadi?
Rashi calls it Dash over there, so he's asking on that. It's just a little bit strange because Tosus brings up the topic of Cholev here in this Tosus. But that's where you'll have to interpret it. Okay? So let's go over this again. Number one, what were the two kashas Rabbeinu Tam asked on Rashi? Number one, if Rashi says that Mepharik's a Toled Dash, what do you do with Cholev? Again, what's the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam? Again, we're in number 29. What was the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says Mamachik. That Cholev is Mamachik. What are the two difficulties with that? Number one, it said you're allowed to milk it to what? You're allowed to milk into a pot that has food, because mashal baloch a kochel dummy. And second of all, the pot is empty. So if the pot is empty, Allah lemaisa, the pot is empty, so it's a problem. If the pot is empty, it's a problem, because it's borer. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mamachik. What's the difference? You're smoothing the water no matter what. That's number one kasha. Number two kasha, it's mamachik. Where's mamachik in our case? So that we answer quickly with the Maharam, that you're smoothing down the shell when you hit the dates. So dochik. Okay. But how do you answer the first kasha? So we want to say Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar says there's two tracks. When you do, you can do the karka, it's a told of dosh. When a dude, like milking a cow, it's a told of a machek. So Daniel asks, what's Rabbeinu Tam when asking on Rashi? He was asking because Rashi only has one track. That's the difficulty. Okay. That answers number what? Number 29. Okay? The truth is, I want you to get this now on 29. The truth is, any Rishon that says that it's not Dosh has a problem with that Gemara of Kedair and Kaira, who said, no? Any Rishon that says that has a problem. Any Rishon that says that has that problem. What's the difference between what? Whether it goes into a pot of food or an empty pot. What should be the difference? We pointed that out. So what's the answer to that Kasha we said from Neglitau? That's talking about Anyantif. Anyantif, the Gemara later on about Kaira and Kedairah is talking about Anyantif. And Anyantif, we matter Ochel Nefesh. Anyantif, we matter the din of Ochel Nefesh. But what is Ochel Nefesh when it's being made into food? Not when it's being made into what? Into a liquid. That's not a heter of Ochel Nefesh. So Lamaisa, Kotzer, Goizes, Teichin, all these Malachas, Lamaisa, you're going to have to answer and say, Lamaisa, that's talking about what? It's considered to be only on Yontif to be Matar Ochel Nefesh. And only if something goes into food is Ochel Nefesh. L'tokakair is not considered to be Mashkin. To make Mashkin is not considered to be a heter of Ochel Nefesh. That's what you have to say, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, good. Fine, that's number 29. Number 30. What did Tosa say in the end of the Tosa about the Gemara and Ksubis? What does the Gemara say in Ksubis on Daf Samach on the base? That if someone has a chest pain, God forbid, the Gemara says the man is allowed to drink from the udder straight up. Because there are two heterim here. Number one, it's a shinui, it's kelachiyad, and number two, it's mokum tsar, lo gozer be rabbanan. The rabbanan did not make the isser here. Okay? Because we're saying that it's considered to be an isser what? This is a raya brewer that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Yesh dosh shalo begedule karka. Yes? Going back according to Rashi. Why is milk a problem? Dosh. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, dosh is even outside gedule karka. Beautiful. The name is not gedule karka. So why are you allowed to drink from the udders? It's with issur d'oraisa. Two heterim. The fact you do a kelachayah downgrades it to be what? Derabanan. And the fact that what? That the guy's sick. We don't make an issue of the Rabbanan, welcome the guy sick. So it's Mutal Lagamri. Don't tell me that it's a Malacha de Rabbanan, started off. Because you would not need two reasons to be Mekalari. You follow me? If it's an issue of the Rabbanan, you don't need two reasons. One would be enough. So this is a Raya Brura that we are passing like Rabbi Yehuda. This Gemara and Ksubis. Please get it. And that's what Rashi said, as we said, if Rashi passes like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Bryson Sadeh is Rabbi Yehuda. No problem at all. Works out beautifully. Okay, so please get that. That was the Psach Halacha that we said. Okay, that answers number 30. Very good. Let's go to Shir 5 B'Chazara number 1. Okay? Shir 5 B'Chazara number 1. Okay, what are the two pshatim in Ravashi? Why this is not considered Derech Tlisha B'Kachi? We threw the mud ball at the tree, and the date falls down. Ravashi said it's Pater Avalasa, because why? It's not Derech Tlisha. What are the two svaras why we said it's not Derech Tlisha? We said two svaras. Number 1... We said anything you don't use with your hand or your kli, if you do it through throwing, that is a shinui. The only normalcy is through your hand or a kli. Anytime you knock it off of something else, throwing it, that is a shinui, and therefore that's not the derech. That's number one pshat, okay? That was the first pshat that we said in this forum, okay? That's Rashi. Number two, we said from the Yesh Beforshim and the Miri, which we don't have a pshat, we had a pel on. And what was that? What was the case? That the date was already disconnected from the tree, but it was still on the tree in the cluster. You remember we said that? And then you throw the mud ball, you knock it off. So we were so bothered by that. I understand you're chayav mefarik, but how are you chayav what? Tolich, if it was already off the tree. I don't have a pshat. But that's why it's considered to be what? That's why it's considered to be not the derech. Because what's the answer? It wasn't mechuber at all. That's not Derech Tlisha. Derech Tlisha when something's mechuber and you disconnect it. It wasn't disconnected. It was just resting on the tree in part of the cluster. So why Chayav Kotzer we asked on that? Remember we asked that Kasha? We tried to come up and try to have a pshat, Lamaisa. Very difficult, okay? But if I ask you, why is it not Derech Tlisha to pshatim? Either because you didn't do it with your hand or your kli, you threw it, or number two, because why? It was disconnected. That's why it's not Derech Tlisha. Okay. We said maybe you could lump the size in and say maybe he was resting and it was connected a bit, 30%, and you could lump the size. Is that enough to be connected or not? Rav Papa said yes. Rav Ashi says no. Okay. Fine, that answers number one. Number two, what do we say on the din of Ein Derech Plisha B'Piv? What happens if you take your mouth and you eat the apple right off the tree? Doesn't look nice, not Derech Eretz. But what's the din about Piv? So we said that many Gedolei Achronim, including the Magen Avraham and the Eglei Tal and the Or Samech, all say if you're Tolish B'Piv, it is Potter. It is not the Derech. And in fact, there was a Beferish Tosefta on this, that if you're Tolish B'Piv, there's a Beferish Tosefta on this, if you're Tolish B'Piv, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Potter. Okay? Even though we said that Lamaisa, you might have to erase that girsa of Tolish B'Piv, okay? But we had such a Tosefta. If I find it here right away, we had the Losh of Tolish B'Piv. Here it is. The Tosefta is in Pirik Yud Aluch Yidal. It says, a Tolish Baragla B'Piv, your potter. So the Chazon Yecheskel got rid of it. Got rid of the word Piv. But the Pashup shot is, if you use your Piv, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's not the Derek. And that's the girsa that we have in the Tosefta. Okay? So, very important, Lamaisa. The Pashup shot is that if you do Derek Klisha B'Piv, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's Pata. But we had a big problem. Please get this. Rashi and Sukkah says Beferish and Lamed Zayinim and Beis that it's usher to eat the Esrog when it's Mechubra to the tree. Because Rashi has the following Lashon. Eim Lecha Tolish Gadol Mizeh. It's like the greatest klish in the world. How can you tell me it's not the derech? Rashi and Sukkah says Beferish. Ein lecha klisha gadol mizeh. That implies it's the greatest klish in the world. So how do you get out of that Rashi? So we had three terutzim, guys. This is all for this question, please. Get it. We had three terutzim. Number one, the Magen Avraham said he only meant it's asur midrabbanan. He just was exaggerating. Said the tshuva is basul lechachma. To derech of Rashi sometimes, l'may said the say ein lecha gadol, he doesn't mean it seriously. That's what he wants. He has many rayas for that. Derech and Shas like that. Okay. Magen Avraham says he only meant that it was an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's a Bechiddush to say, but that's what the Magen Avraham says. Okay, fine. Second Teretz was the Eglei Tal. The guy's starving. He's starving. He's so hungry. The second he sees the fruit, he puts his mouth on the fruit and rips it right off the tree and puts it right in his mouth. That's not called a Shinui, because that guy is so hungry, that's the Derech of a hungry guy, to eat it right off the tree. So that's what Rashi was talking about. A hungry guy. Okay, it's a little strange, but okay. And then the third shot is the Or, I can't imagine if a guy's been mamish starving. And the third shot we said was the Or Samech. What did Or Samech say? When is Tolish B'Piv not Kederach? That's when you're just plucking it. If you want to pluck it, instead of doing it with your hand, you do it with your mouth. That's not normal. But if you want to eat it with your mouth, that's normal. That's what Eglei Tal said. Okay? I'm sorry, not Eglei Tal, Or Samech. Why is that a Pella? Because we said it's against the Gemara Menachas, the Or Samech said. What did the Gemara say in Menachas? Where you had a case of Truma. Remember we said you had a case of Truma? You had a case of Truma, and then you replanted it into the ground, and then it was Truma in the ground. Because Truma normally is after, you know, you've harvested it and gathered it together. So how do you have a case of Truma? It's Mechubra. Because you had a case of Truma, you replanted it in the ground. And you had a czar that bent down and ate it. You have a Meshuggah guy that a czar, a non-Kohen, that bends down to eat the thing right off the Mechubra. Is he chayev misa b'dishamayim for eating truma? Azar is not allowed to eat truma. What's the din? No, butla diet dance of kolodim. Beferish gemara menachos, what daf? Ayin amad aleph. Beferish gemara menachos, daf ayin amad aleph. So if you bend down to eat it right off the tree, what's the din? You're potter. Beferish, you're potter. Okay? That's the din. So you see that eating off something mechubar is not kederach. So Or Samech says it's against the gemara. Even if you're hungry, lomaisa. Even if you're eating. So lomaisa, that answer also. We said that answer the Or Samech asked on himself from the Gemara Menachos, and also it's a kasha against Eglei Tal too. Even if the guy's hungry, still the Gemara says black on white, it's not kederach. Okay, that answers number two. Number three, what do we learn from the din of Slikusta? What was the din of Slikusta? Does anyone recall we had that case in Shabbos Slikusta? So it's a very interesting case. We said you had to have a pot of flour. And you have a knife, you stick the knife in the pot, and then you take it out and you put it back in. not literally a knife. You had, let's say, a plant that you had planted in a pot, but it hadn't taken root yet. So are you allowed to take the plant that's sharp, it's like a sharp thing, you take it out, you put it back in, take it out, put it back in, mutter to do on Shabbos. Why is that mutter to do on Shabbos? Because it hasn't taken root. It hasn't taken root. As long as you haven't taken root, it's not a problem of what? It might be a problem of muksu, we said, which is midrabanan. But from the perspective of what? Or it might be from the perspective of chofer, right, of digging. But it's not a problem of kotzer, because you are never a chayv kotzer, guys, unless something has taken root. And that silikusta did not take root yet. So if it did not take root yet, it's no problem to take it out of the ground. There is no problem to take it out of the ground. Allah lamaisa. Okay? If you take it out of the ground, lamaisa, it's not a problem of kotzer. It might be a problem of muksu, we said, but we learned a very important message about hilchos kotzer. That if you take something in the ground that had not taken root, it's not a problem of kotzer. That's number three. Number four, what is the din regarding taking off a sub of Yerakos Yavesha Meshabbos? Oh, so we said a very interesting halacha. If something is dried out and dead, there's a difference between vegetables and fruit. When it comes to vegetables, the only thing that connects it to the ground is what? Is the roots. If it's dead, it's not connected. So it's mutter to take it out of the ground. A grass or a vegetable that's dry, it's mutter halacha lamaisa, because again, if it's dead, it's not connected to the ground. It's against the Rambam, but we don't hold like the Rambam. We hold like the Taisus lamaisa. We hold like the, at least the Gabi Yeraka. Maybe the Rambam would be masking by Yeraka, you never know. Rambam's talking about trees. So halacha lamaisa, we said from the Eglei Tal that you are allowed to go ahead halacha lamaisa and take grass or vegetables out of the ground if they are dead. Because their only link to the ground is the roots, and it is dead. Therefore, it is not connected al pidin. Whereas fruits of trees, if fruits are on the trees and the trees are dead, it is usser. Why is it usser, we said? Because it's not the only link to the ground. The fruit is on a branch. A branch is on the trunk. It's all on the ground. So lamaisa, the fruit might be dead, but who says the rest of the tree is dead? There are other connections to the ground. And therefore, the Eglei Tal writes, halacha lamaisa, even if that branch, let's say, is dead or that fruit is dead, but the other parts are mechuber to a very, very flourishing type tree. So therefore, even according to the psak would be halacha lamaisa, that it would be what? That it would be a problem, halacha lamaisa. So I want you to get that. Peiros will be usser, even if the peiros are what? Dead. Okay? Even if the peiros are dead, let's say, or the stem is dead, but the other parts of the tree are considered to be good, they're lively, so therefore you're chayv. Whereas the Yerakos and the Yisovim, their only attachment to the ground is their roots, and if it's dead, it's dead, therefore it's not a problem of kotzer. That's the Shvish, the Eglei Tal, says in kotzer, Sifkat Nunhei Os Yud B'Hagoy, and the Shvish Shabbos says the same thing in the Bir Rechova, Sifkat Yudal in kotzer. Yes, go ahead, Daniel.
This is only in kotzer, but wouldn't there still be an issue of korish?
If you're not digging up a hole, it's fine. Let's say you make sure you wouldn't dig up a hole. Be fine.
Wouldn't it be
Yipoy?
Or Yipoy?
Not necessarily. Let's say it was, you're saying they would better the land. Okay, maybe it would be if you hold that Mahalach of the Ram. But I'm saying in a vacuum, Lamaisa, Hilchos Kotzer is not a problem. And in a case of where there wouldn't be Yipoy, you'd be fine too. Halacha Lamaisa. But again, the same principle, Lamaisa, that it's got to be a Chibul Aretz. And that's the difference between Paris and Yerakos. You're right, if it would be Yipoy, it would be a problem. But Hilchos Kotzer would be okay. Envision a case where there will be no other problem. Okay, that answers number three. I'm sorry, number four. Number five. What's the shear of dryness? One sec, Daniel. What's the shear of dryness regarding the heter of Talisha? How dry does it have to be? So we said the following. It has to be so dry that it no longer is getting sustenance from the ground. That's Tyson Shabbos, Kuf Nunam, Bezer Maskam, Mechubin. However, the Shvisa Shabbos quotes Rishonim. The Shusha Shabbos quotes we've shown, and they say a little bit more. They say that the appearance, it has to lose its appearance. It's mamish, the appearance has changed. Where it looks shriveled up, it looks all messed up. And therefore, it's not enough that it looks dry, botany-wise, but physically from outwardly, it has to look like it is what? It is mamish what? Dry. And that's the sheer. He quoted a Tyson Shavuos and Mem Gimel and Aleph and Bamatziah Daf Kuf. That seems to say regarding Shabbos, not enough that what? That it's considered to be what? Not being yonek, you need more than that. It has to be mamish like what? That its appearance has changed and it's really, really bad. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
Back to the previous question. What if you have the reverse case where you have a tree which is dead?
Yes.
The fruits on it are alive.
And you take the fruit off?
Yeah.
Most definitely, correct. First of all, botany-wise, I don't think that's possible to have that, to have the tree dead and have the fruit lively. But if you had that still, yes, it would be called kotzer. That's correct. Okay? Without a doubt. Because the pears would be live. I don't think that happens too often, though. Yes, Nochum.
Isn't this like a steer and totos?
Why is that? Yeah, no problem. We have machlokesim and taisim in different mesechtas all the time. No problem. Yeah,
right.
On the same daf, it's difficult, but lamaisa, sometimes that even happens. But no problem. Yeah, that's going to be the din. Okay, that's number five. Number six. What's the din of walking on grass on Shabbos? What's the din of walking on grass on Shabbos? Very interesting. So we said halacha lamaisa based on the Gemara Erevin and Daf Kuf from Beis that it's mutter to walk on grass, even tall grass. It's mutter. It's a psik ratio. It's not a psik ratio. It's not always going to happen. It's not always going to happen that you're going to take off the blades of grass, and therefore, mikra din, it's mutter to walk on certainly short grass and even long grass. The problem is, says the Baruch, are you allowed to run on grass? Okay? That's why I wrote halicha. Right? Not just walking, but also run. Running, the Mishnah Berurah said a psak that he thought it was usser. Okay? Because he thought it was a psik ratio. So the Bir, you remember the Shmir Shabbos, the Aris did not understand that Bir Alacha. What are you talking about? Even if you run on it, it's a shinui. It's not a psik reisha, lamaisa. It's a psik, he wanted to say, number one, it's kalachiyat. It's a mloch shen shikhle gufa. Even if it's a psik reisha, it is a psik reisha, but it's lo nichle. It's makalkal. Why on earth does the Mishnah Berurah aser it? That was the pella we said from the Aris of the Shmir Shabbos. Okay, but nonetheless, we should never run on the grass because it might what? It might, in the tall grass at least, it might be a problem. So please get that, Mr. Brewer and Bir Alocha. Yes, Moshe?
It won't matter what kind of shoes you're wearing? If someone's wearing cleats or...
It probably would matter. I would imagine it would matter. But it seems like the Mr. Brewer is saying no matter what shoes you wear,
even
don't
like,
run. Yeah.
But even like someone, like, you know, a woman wearing high heels.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the Mr. Brewer is saying in Chiddush, he says even any shoes. Even flat shoes,
yeah.
He seems to say is a problem. And on that, the Shmir Shabbos had a problem. He had a kasha. Okay? Yes, Ezra.
Can you run on short grass?
Yes, the Bir Alocha said that wouldn't be a problem. Only Asavim Gedolim, he said. Okay?
What about like a wheelchair on grass?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's an interesting question. I mean, I would imagine you have that svar we had about the stroller of Kovashis, right? So I would imagine it would be okay unless it's tall grass and you know it's a psikration. Okay? But then you have the Bir Alocha, the Shmir Shabbos Kashi. It's Kalachiyad, it's Moshe Shkulgub, it's Bikrish Lonichle, it's Mekalkel. Better not to. It's better not to. Okay, but I want you to know that Machlokes. That's six, seven. Let's say some guy climbs on a tree on Shabbos. Bishogu, amazing. Hey, what do you do? So the whole problem is Xer of Kotzer because we're afraid he's going to break off a branch. So let's get to Din. A guy went up on Shabbos, amazing. It's a terrible thing he did. And therefore, we make a knas on him. He cannot come down all of Shabbos. If he jumps, it's okay. If he can jump in one swoop to the ground, make sure he doesn't hurt himself. But if he can jump, then it's permissible. Okay? That's the din. You don't play games. It's a Beferish Gemara. Knas is made by Chazal for what? Using the tree. What happens if he went up a shogeg? What do you do? It's mutter to come down on Shabbos. Not a problem. If he can go with a jump, better. What happens if you went up before Shabbos on purpose to go up there on Shabbos? Is it mutter for him to come down? Yes. It's mutter for him to come down. Halacha l'maisa. Okay?
Even if he didn't have intention
to come down before Shabbos? Yes. If he did it, b'mezid. He went up in Erev Shabbos, b'mezid, stay up there on Shabbos. He can even come down on Shabbos because he went up in Erev Shabbos. Okay? That's all the Gemara l'maisa. Erevin akufa med aleph. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? That answers number what? Number seven. Number eight. What's the din of using a tree on Shabbos? Usser. Same daf in your Erevin daf kufa medav. It is usser to use a tree on Shabbos unless the tree is less than three tefachim. If the tree is less than three tefachim, you sit on the stump. If it's higher than three tefachim, you're not allowed to sit on a stump. And the way we summarize it was as follows. Let's get it, okay? Halacha l'maisa. You're never allowed to even lean or support yourself on a tree if it's going to move. Number two, you're not allowed to lean on it with all your strength. Even though you don't think it'll move, that's using mechubar. That's using the tree. Number three, for a healthy man and a strong man, It's mutter to lean on a tree a little bit, as long as you don't think there's a concern it's going to move. But for a weak man, he should never support leaning himself on the tree in any situation, even if there is no chash that it's going to move, because what are we afraid of? We're afraid he might what? He might break off the branch. Okay? He might break off the branch. Yeah, it's called mishtamish mechubur. You cannot be mishtamish b'mechubur. You cannot use the mechubur. Okay? So that's what we have to be worried about, halacha l'mais. Okay? That's number 8. Number 9. What is the din of taking chafatzim that were put in the tree on Shabbos? It happens if you have a treehouse. You had objects that were in the tree, that were in a branch. You want to take them off, take it off on Shabbos. Is that mutter or usser? Usser. You are not allowed to take objects off a tree on Shabbos. Two reasons we said for this. The Magen Avraham said, Beferish, in Sifkot and Beis. Okay, in Simon, I believe the Simon is Shin Lamed Vav, Lamaisa. He said, Beferish, the following psak, please get it. Very fascinating reason, Halach Lamaisa, in this din. Okay, we have to make sure we get it. He gives two reasons, Shin Lamed Vav, Magen Avraham, Sifkot and Beis. One reason is, taking the object off the tree is Shimush B'Mechubur. You are using a mechubur thing. That's the Magen Mishnah. Second reason, in Gezerah, you'll climb up the tree, and that's Aser itself. Why is it Aser to climb a tree on Shabbos? Because you might rip a branch off. So like Gezerah, but it's all Kulachat Gezerah, the Rosh says. So again, if I ask you, why are you not allowed to take an object off the tree on Shabbos? Number one is because that's Shimush B'Mechubur. That's considered to be using something that's mechubur, which is Aser. And number two is Gezerah, you're going to climb on the tree, and you might what? To take the object, and therefore climb on the tree itself is usher. Okay, so that's what the Magen Mishnah wants to say, halacha l'maisa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, quoting this Magen Avraham, that there are these two reasons. Okay, the two reasons that are given, halacha l'maisa. Now, it's interesting that, how do you view this isser? How do you view this isser? So I just want to point out one point, Lamais, on this, and that is that from the Lashon of the Magen Mishnah and Shulchan Aruch, the Isser of taking a chavetz off an object, off a tree itself is considered shimush. That itself is considered to be shimush. Okay? From the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be that you might end up what, leaning on it, and therefore, Lamais, the Tama Isser is not the actual usage of it, of taking the object, but you might come to lean on it when you are bringing the object down, and therefore, it's not considered to be mishumish b'mechubur. So what I want to bring out is taking the object from the tree. Is that itself called shimush b'mechubur? From the Magen Mishnah Shulchan Aruch Mashmi, yes, it is. From the way the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkut and Yud Beis itself, it is not. It's just going to lead you to what? Leaning on it in order to what? When you take the object down. Okay, so that's the nekud I wanted to bring out on that particular question as well. So that's number 9. Number 10. What's the din of stadim and sidi stadim? What's the halacha? The hammock. You have two trees. You tie a hammock between the two trees, the branches of the two trees, usser. That's called stade ha'ilon. Using the side of the tree is usser. That's under the rubric of shimush b'mechubur. Again, these are all under the rubric of kotzer. Because there you might do kotzer. What about sidit stadim? You stake a metal peg and you bang it into the side of the trunk of the tree. You take a metal peg of the other tree and bang it into the side of the trunk of the tree, and you tie a hammock on the pegs. Is that mutter? Yes. That's called sidit stadim. Sidit stadim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, kufnu and ham, and alvis mutarim. And therefore, that's considered to be too divorced from the actual usage of the tree, and therefore it's mutter. That answers number 10. Number 11, what about touching yirakos or prachim that are mechubal karka in the Shabbos? You know how sometimes kids, they play with the things. Is that mutter or not? Believe it or not, we said, it's not a problem of muksa, Reb Shlomo Fisher writes, because it's mechubur. There is no muksa but something that's mechubur, because it goes back to its place. That's what Reb Shlomo Fisher, the great Gaon, says. Even though the Magen Avraham says it's mashma, there is muksa but mechubur, but the Gedolei Achronim argue on this. And it comes out, the psak is like this, that it's mutter to touch a vegetable, or any type of what, growth, if it's soft, and it's not hard, because if it's hard, it might crumble and you'll detach it. So he said, all these flowers and vegetables and other sprouts, it's mutter to touch them with your hands, even when they're mechubur, because there's no din muksa, and you just have to be careful not to be tolish them. Now, we don't normally tell our children, don't play with it, because you might rip it off, but lamaisa, The Gemara says in Erevin on Lamadalim Beis, it's Masha from the Gemara, there's no Isser Shemesh B'Yerika Mechubalekarka. If it's not kosher, Ki'ilon, then it's Mutter. Halacha L'maisa. We just said we got to be very, very careful, Halacha L'maisa, to make sure you don't transgress this Din of Kotzer. As long as it's not hard. If it's hard, it's just pulverizing. You break it. And that's Kotzer. That would end up being Kotzer. Okay, that's number one. That was number 11. 12. What's a machlokas Rashi told us why malach shen shichle guf is potter corner of Shimon? We got to get this. Why is a malach shen shichle guf a potter corner of Shimon? What are the two classical cases, guys? Three. If I ask you right away, what are the three classical cases of malach shen shichle guf? Number one, the classical case we know, if you dig a hole, you don't want the hole, you want the dirt, right? That's number one. Number two is, you drag a bench on a ground, it's 50-50 where the hole is going to be made. What's the third example? Take a mace out of the house, God forbid. You want to put it in Rishus HaRabim, you want it out of the house. You don't want it in Rishus HaRabim. Those are three great examples. Okay? Second example is a bad example. The second example, scratch that second example. That second example is an example of Darshin Miskavin. Okay? It was a trick. Okay? You got me? Number one and three. If I ask you, give me two examples of Loch Shenshi Lagufa. One is you dig a hole. You don't want the hole, you want the dirt. That's one. Number three is the mace is taken out of your house. You don't want it in what? You don't want it in your house, right? You want it in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. Malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. I don't want it in that. He doesn't want it in the house. Doesn't necessarily want it in Rosh Hashanah. He wants it out of his house. So that's a case of malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. When we get to Darshin Miskavin, which we have to, Bez Hashem, after we have to get into all those rules of Lach Shabbos, the case of dragging the bench with the hole, that was an example of Darshin Miskavin. Do not confuse them. I'm glad I actually said that, so you don't confuse the two. You know a good way of remembering it is? You should get this down. Malach Shein Shich L'Gufa is one event. You dig a hole, you have dirt. One event. You carry the mace out, he's out of the house, he's in Rosh Hashanah. By Dover Shein Miskavin, there always are two events. You drag the bench, that's the first event. The second phase, or second event, is will a hole be made or not? I don't know. That's a Darshin Miskavin. Malach Shein Shich, that will be very important when we learn the rules of Psik Reishis. Okay? So what are the two? Why is a Malach Shein Shich L'Gufa Potter according to Reb Shimon? What do we say according to Rashi? Adaf Yubezim and Aleph? Because you don't want the mason, Rosh Hashanah, you just want it out of your house. Dibritzon lo bolo. You didn't want the mason, Rosh Hashanah, you just want it out of your house. So you didn't have the proper Ratzon for it. That's what Rashi says, Ratzon. You're lacking the Ratzon. What does Tosa say? You're not doing the Malacha for the same purpose that was done in the Mishkan. Anytime you do a Malacha for the wrong purpose, for the different purpose that was done in the Mishkan, that's called the Malacha Shein Shich L'Gufa. You have to know that, guys. It's within Reb Shimon. Please get it. Now, time clear? Yeah? The two reasons why Malacha Shein Shich L'Gufa was bought there according to Reb Shimon. Rashi says, because I'm not doing it but Ratzon. It's not that you want it proactively, the Mason Rosh Hashanah. You just want it out of your house. Or carrying an object for the purpose of the Mishkan was to get it from place A to place B. That was the purpose of the Mishkan. If you don't plug into what the purpose of the Mishkan is, that's a Malach Shein Shich L'Gufa. That's 12, 13. Yes? Well, as I said, the two events. That's what I'm saying. You got to keep in mind the two events. The difference between one event and two events. That's the difference. Okay? That's the real difference. And a Darshin Miskavin, you're doing two events. Here it's all one event. By Malach Shein Shich L'Gufa. Okay, it's a good question. That's why I said that chiyuv. Very good. Okay, so that answers number 12. 13. What was Rabbi Kivager saying in the second part of the Gilyan HaShas on Malach Shein Shich L'Gufa? You remember what Rabbi Kivager said? What do we say in the Gemara, Chofer Gubu Vein Tzarech El Afar? What does Chofer Gubu Vein Tzarech El Afar mean? What does Chofer Gubu Vein Tzarech El Afar mean? Malach Shein Shich L'Gufa. Who's it according to? Even Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Even Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it even according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda says Malach Shein Shich L'Gufa is chai, but here it's what? Mekalko. Correct? Yes? That's what the Gemara said. What did the Gemara say by Zomer V'Tzarech Leitzin? What did the Gemara say by Zomer V'Tzarech Leitzin? Yechayev Stein. And Tosa said that's even according to who? Reb Yehuda that said Malach Shein Shich L'Gufa is chai. Correct? Zorach HaEitzin. You remember? Sorach Eitzim. You need the wood. Sorach Eitzim. You need the wood, guys. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, made it Melacha Tzricha L'Gufi Yerchayim. Yes? Why did he say that? Because it's not kosher. If you don't want the Eitzim, it's not kosher. You remember that, Tosfos? What does Tosfos imply, though? What does Tosfos imply? That according to Reb Shimon, it's simple, yes? Tosfos stands on his head and says that Gemara is even according to Reb Yehuda. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, it's simple that it fits according to Reb Shimon. Rabbi Kivaker says, that's so simple? The Tosfos says on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph that what's a Melacha Shein Shich L'Gufo? Ara Dechavre. What's Ara Dechavre? Someone else's lawn is something I'm disinterested in. That's a Melacha Shein Shich L'Gufo. But if it's my lawn, if it's Nichale, if I'm interested in, even though I don't need it, Achshav, that's called Nichale. That's called Shich L'Gufo. That would have been the Chiddush. What did our Gemara say, Ari? Zomer V'Tzarech L'Eitzim. What does Tzarech imply, guys? What's the difference between Tzarech and Nicha? What's the difference between Tzarech and Nicha? Tzarech means now. Nicha means I'm interested, but not necessarily now. So why did Tosfos say the Gemara is only good according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's Pshita. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a Chiddush. Zomer V'Tzarech L'Eitzim. According to Rabbi Shimon, also L'Maisa. That's considered to be what? That's considered to be a Chiddush. Because normally to make something a Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa, it's enough to be Nichale. You don't need Tzarech. That was the word we wrote on the board. You remember Daniel and Isaac? I asked you the first day after Sukkot, remember? I was looking for that Hebrew word. Baruch Hashem, remember it. There's Nicha and there's Tzarech. Remember we created four levels? We mentioned the Chiddush a few days ago in Chazara. There's Tzarech, there's Nichale, there's Lo Ichbasle, and there's Lo Nichale. Tzarech was the word I was looking for. Baruch Hashem, we remember. That was the word. So Rabbi Kivager asks on Tosfos, why is the Gemara only a Chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's a Chiddush according to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon only requires to make something Tzricha L'Gufa Nichale. Here you need Tzarech. Why do you need Tzarech? It's a Chiddush. Because for Eitzim, it's not kosher unless you need it now. That was Rabbi Kivager's bomb kasha. Please get it. Why did Tosfos say the Gemara is only according to Rabbi Yehuda? Okay? Why did Tosfos say the Chiddush is it's according to even Rabbi Yehuda? It's a Chiddush even according to Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rabbi Kivager asks on Tosfos. Don't tell me that the Gemara is a Chiddush a filu Rabbi Yehuda and it's simple according to Rabbi Shimon. It's a Chiddush even according to Rabbi Shimon. Daniel, you got it? That's Tosfos Kasha. Clear? You want me to say it again? What is Zomer Mitzarech Leitzim? Chayiv Shtayim, yes? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it works. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds Melacha Shein Shich L'Gufo. Why need Tzarech Eitzim? Because without the Eitzim, it's not kosher. Yes? That implies that according to Rabbi Shimon is Pshita. That this Gemara is Pshita according to Rabbi Shimon. That it's the Chayiv Shtayim. It's not so Pshita. Because Tosfos says on Kuf Gimel that someone else's lawn is Lo Nichale. Mashma, that as long as it's my lawn and I'm Nichale, I'm Chayiv to make it a Tzarech L'Gufo. So why does it say Tzarech Eitzim? That's a Chiddush according to Reb Shimon even. Because according to Reb Shimon, you shouldn't need Tzarech. Nichale should be enough. That's Rabbi Kivager's bomb cash on Tosfos. Obviously, Tosfos held that was wrong. That Tzarech is needed according to, you know, Tzarech Lamaisa, that's Rabbi Kivager's asking, you don't need Tzarech. Nichale would be enough. Tosfos obviously held no. Nichale would not be enough. But it doesn't fit with the Tosfos Kuf Gimel. He's assuming Lamaisa and the Tosfos are holding like one another. I want you guys to get that. We worked really hard on that. That was our tremendous Chiddush that we used that Rabbi Kivager to answer the other point that Daniel asked, the point of Noteya in Zomer Tzarech Leitzim. This all Shtikla Torah. I want to try to write it, Blinetter. We had Zomer Tzarech Leitzim, the two Melachis. So we used the point of Rabbi Kivager on the Tosfos vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis Kotzer. And we use that Yisod to answer the Kasha from the Tosfos on Tosfos Moikot, like Abi Zoraya. That as long as it's Nichale, it's enough. Remember, because what did Tosfos say in Moikot? That you have no Kavana Latzmiach. If you have no Kavana Latzmiach, Daniel asked me, it's a Melacha Shein Shich L'Gufo. We had this a few days ago in Chazara. What was the answer we said? That as long as it's Nichale, he had no Kavana Latzmiach now, but it was Nichale for it to be Latzmiach. That's enough to make it Shich L'Gufo. That's the Shtikla Torah we said. But it's all under the box of Zomer Tzarech Leitzim. The same memory. Just one, the Rebbe Kivager was on the track of Kotzer with Tosfos, and we used that Yisod, that's smarter to answer up Zoraya. You follow what I'm saying? That was the shtickle target we said. Put a big asterisk on this one, okay, guys? All right? Because that was the chiddush that we said. All right? Fine. That answers number what? 13. Everyone got that, Chlor? Okay? Very good. 14. What is the machloikas Rav and Abai regarding Ma'amir? What are the two drachim that we said to Mazmir machloikas? Very beautiful machloikas in the Gemara. Memelechde, the salt mine. Abai says, not a problem. Putter. Ein Ma'amir al-Gedulei Karka. Salt does not grow from the ground. Rava or Abaye, we'll get to that in the next question, Biz Hashem. They say, I wrote on the Rava, they say, Yesh Imer Shaloba Gedulei Karka. So you would be high for gathering the salt from the salt mine. Machloik is straight up. What are the two ways to be mazmir with the machloikas? Number one, does Ma'amir need Gedulei Karka? If it does, salt doesn't grow from the ground, therefore you're putter. Or you say it doesn't require Gedulei Karka, therefore you're chayiv. That's one way to say it. The other way to say it, please get it. That's the simplest way to say it. The other way to say it is from the Psach HaDavir, quoted by the Shvisa Shabbos, who says that maybe they're arguing whether the salt mine is considered to be Gedulei Karka. Even though it's not physically grown from them, maybe its place of origin is called Gedulei Karka. So Abaye says it's not, and Rava says it is. That's another way of saying it. They're arguing conceptually, can you label this something called Gedulei Karka? Even though physically it's not, but Al-Pi Halacha do we label it? That answers number 14. 15. How do we paskin, and what do we say the Girsa was in the Gemara? So let's get this. So it's very interesting that the Rabbeinu Hananel here says we paskin like Abaye. Very bizarre. The Rambam says we say Ein Ma'amir Gedulei Karka. Rambam, Rabbeinu Hananel, go like Abaye? Because if Mishnah quotes the Ramach, we have a klal all over Shas. Bob Metzian mentions it. Chafalof Yalkigam. Whenever there's a machlokes Rav and Abaye, we hold like Rav, except for the exceptions of Yalkigam. This is not one of the exceptions. So what's going on here? Because if Mishnah b'shem the Ramach, ask this kash on the Ram Pirches Alocha Hey Eli. How can you hold like what? How could you hold like the Abaye Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hananel holding Abaye? It's not one of the exceptions. No problem. It's not Rabba. It's not Rava. It's Rabba. It's Rabba and Abaye. Who's the later Amora? Abaye. We always pass like Abaye going forward. Didn't we have that already? We didn't chazard yet. Didn't we get to that? Where do we have that? That from Abaye onwards. Didn't we have that already? We had the Tysus where in Kedushin on that? Where do we have that in Shir? Is it from Abaye onward? Where was that? That we say the Amoroim. Where do we just have that? You guys remember that? We had Tosin Kedu, but what was the topic? We came across that. Where do we have that? That we said that from the Amoroim onward. Lomaisu, we said. Do you remember where that was? Didn't we have in the topic that Tysus. We had a Tosis that said from the Amoroim on. You had it in your Tosis in Kedushin? Did we say it in this context? I couldn't. It was in Ma'amr? I don't remember. We got to look at our notes. Do you remember we mentioned from Abaye onward, that's where the switch was? Where do we have a Machlokes that a Talmud was arguing with his Rebbe? Didn't we have that? Yeah. Oh, I had that in Tosis Kedushin, the Shir and Sham. I'm confusing things. Our Shir and Shabbos in the Shul is on Kedushin. And it happened to be at this point we made that, exactly like Daniel's saying, it's Tyson Kedushin where Tyson says that concept of Halacha Kabasroi happened to be, remember we said it was a coincidence, it came out the exact same thing. That Halacha Kabasroi starts from Abaye and Rabbah. Before that, you go like the Rebbe against the Talmud. But from Abaye onward, you go like the Talmud against the Rebbe because he was later. Exactly, very good. Daf Mem Vov. Daf Mem Vov, that's where we're at. Very good, Daniel. I mixed up. It came out. Remember, I was so happy about that because it came out to be the exact same thing. It's a Tosin Kedusha, Daf Mem Vov. So you change it. The Girsa of the Ramach says by us. He says not a problem. Very good, Daniel. He says what? Change it from Abaye to what? Rabba, and we go like Abaye. Beautiful. The Magen Mishnah says the same thing. So we got that so far. Okay, number two. The Sefer HaShlomo says, We paskin lemaisa abai v'rava lachka rava. He says, I disagree. My girsa was rava, I stick with rava. There is ma'amr shalo b'gedulei karka. Please get that. Okay, so are we showing the paskin like rava? The sefer ha'shloma. Okay? He actually says, you know what, that fits if you had the girsa abai v'rava. And I held like rava. The problem is, he says the others have a girsa that they say it's rava. And he says, Lamaisa, the halacha is not like what? Halacha would not be like Rabbah. And he backs out of it. But at one point in the Sefer HaShlomo, he does write, there are those, he quotes that there are those that paskin like Rava. He says, okay, that's fine. That's if you have the girsa Rava. Once you switch it to Rabbah, we don't hold like Rabbah, we hold like Abaye. But he does quote Rishonim, please get it, that held the girsa was Rava, and they held like Rava. Okay. Fine. Very good. That answers number what? No, one more point on this, please get it. We had an amazing Prima Gadim, Shin Mem, in the Eshel Avram Sifka and Devav. He said that Ayin in Yal Kagam was Emor. So we hold like Avaye. Wow. Usually the Ayin is Eid Zomen, Lemafreya. That's how Rashi says it in Sanhedrin. You follow me? That's a collector's item, we said. The Prima Gadim quoted that the Ayin was Emor. So even though it's stick with Rava, so I guess the Hashlama. I guess the Hashlama says, oh, there's poskim and say, Rav and Abaye, hold like Rav. So in the Ramach says, how could the Rav and the Ravina Hanana hold like Abaye? How can you hold like Abaye? So he switches the Girsa. You don't have to say that, Eli. Keep the Girsa. Maybe they learned like the Prima Gum that Ayin was Emor. And therefore it's one of the exceptions to the rule. Allah Chalamais. Okay, that answers number one.
So he would hold like Abaye for Eid Zomen?
I don't know what he would say by Eid Zomen. Maybe Ayin includes both cases. Donnie, I don't know. Maybe Ayin is Bimkom Eid Zomim. I don't know. It's hard to say. He argues on Rashi, though, you know, but that's what he says. Ayin includes Emor. Maybe includes both cases. Amazing. Okay, what does that answer? That answer's number 15. Excellent. Okay, let's go to 16, guys. What is the Shita of the Aram by gathering eggs? Let's get it. The Aram says it's usher to gather eggs on Shabbos. It's Ma'amir. So the Eglei Tal says, you think the Aram meant the Araisa? Chas v'sholom. The Aram never said Chayev Chattis. He only said Aser. He only meant Aser Midrabanan. There is no way that he meant the Araisa. No way. But the Aram does say what he says. He says it's Aser to gather eggs. His Kasha is a good Kasha, Lamaisa. His Kasha is a good Kasha. That it's the Araisa. He doesn't say it's Chayev Chattis. It says Aser. But to say, he does say that it's Aser. Okay, he does say it's Aser. And the Eglei Tal says that it says Doma L'Ma'amir. It says Doma L'Ma'amir. So Doma L'Ma'amir is Mashad Rabbanan. It's only Ashim Rabbanan. That's the way it's Mavur in the tour. It's Doma L'Ma'amir. So it's hard to believe the Aram when he said it's gathering the eggs. He meant that it was Nisid Raisa. You have to say only meant it's Nisid Rabbanan. That's what Eglei Tal says. That's 16. 17. What do we say about the wife of Lot? How is that connected to Ma'amir? The wife of Lot to Ma'amir? It's like a riddle. So we said the answer is like this. It happens to be this week's parsha. You'd say this over in Shul and Lomdus. How on earth, Rashi quotes in the beginning of the parsha, how on earth was Esav impressing Yitzchak? He asks his father, Abba, do we have to be mafresh trumas and mice on salt and straw? Salt? That's a klutz kasha. Salt doesn't grow from the ground. Impressing him? Yitzchak would say, what are you asking me? So how was it impressed? Straw is from the ground. But salt? So we said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the great goat, asked this kasha in his Sefer in Chumash. So what's the answer? The Medrash says when the wife of Lot became a pillar of salt, she became a chubra lekarka, and on a daily basis it generated salt. So Esav was asking about that salt, which is taka mechubra lekarka. So he asked, do you need trumas and maestras? So his taka was a good kasha. It's a good shaila. That's what we said, lemaisa. Remember we said the chizkuni points out that the Tehi Netziv Mel was referring to the city. The Chizkuni is against the Gemara. The Gemara says she became a pillar of salt, but the Chizkuni said it meant only the city, because Ir is a Lashon Nekeva. That the Tehi Netziv Melech was referring to the city of stone. Okay. That's how we relate it. That's 17. 18. What was the Melech of the Makoshish that was Machal Shabbos? Three Shittas. Sadi Vavim and Beis. Three Shittas. The Brisa, there's three Shittas. One Shitta is that it was Kotzer. The other shita was Dal Amis Meshusa Rabin. And the third shita was our topic called Ma'amir. It was interesting. At that juncture, I think we said in Shir, the Brisa said Kotzer. The Brisa said Tolish. So we said, how can the Amoraim argue on it? Remember we said that in Shir? Isn't it Amoraic? How can an Amor argue on a Tana? So what did we say at that time? You remember? That there are 11 cases in Ramban quotes that an Amora can argue on a Tana straight up if he's 100% sure. With an intuition, he can't. That's the kashas all over Shas. Reb Chaim, Reb Chonan asked Reb Chaim once, Rav, Reb Yochanan, Allah, Reb Yochanan, but Rav's the only Tana Opolik. Rav's the status of Tana Opolik, not Reb Yochanan, so how can it be Rav, Reb Yochanan, Allah, Reb Yochanan? So he said, when Rav was the only Amora with an intuition, he can argue on a Tana. With 100% certitude, though, an Amora can argue on a Tana, and the Rabbi collects all the cases. So they had a Kabbalah. They were makabla on themselves that Amora would not argue on a Tana with intuition. But if they knew for sure, they could argue. You have to say they had a Masorah here, right? Shmuel, who said it was Arab Abbas or Sharabim, and Rav Achar Bayakov said it was Ma'amir, had a Masorah against the Brisa. Okay, those three Shitas. Yes, Ezra, go ahead. Got it? Clear? Very good. So please get that. That's number 18. 19. What is the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch regarding Rashi on Sadi Vavim and Beis? Negev the Rambam. Rashi here on Sadi Vavim and Beis quotes Ma'amir, and he quotes the case of gathering salt. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, why did Rashi have to say that? Why didn't he just say it's in the Mishnah? When it regarding the other two Malachas, he didn't describe a case. He didn't say anything. He didn't say look in the Mishnah. Here all of a sudden, when it comes to Ma'amir, he says look in the case of the salt case. Why? Just say it's in the Mishnah. The other two he didn't even comment on. You heard a kasha of Minchas Chinuch on this Rashi? So what's the answer? Minchas Chinuch says an amazing chiddush. Rashi wanted to tell us a message. You know what the message was? That you're chayv ma'amr even on non-foods. Salt is not considered to be a food for Hilchos Shabbos and for Hilchos Kabbalah's Tumah. Rashi l'shitaso b'abasa dafkofa min beis. Rashi is coming to tell you, Daniel, that ma'amr is not just by food, even by non-food items. Salt, you say a bracha, and that's for Hilchos Brachas, it's a food. But for Shabbos and Kabbalah's Tumah, it's not considered to be a food. And that's against the Rambam, because the Minchas Chinuch says, the Rambam says ma'amr is only on food. There is no ma'amr on non-foods. Please get that. Okay, that answers number what? 19. 20. What did Tosa say in Be'ah, Ma'amad Alef and Ma'amad Alef? What does the Mishnah say in Be'ah? You're allowed to gather wood from your porch into your house. Isn't that ma'amr? What's the answer? Ma'amr is only also b'makom gidulo. When it was on your porch in your house, that's not makom gidulo. So Tosa says not a problem. But once you get, please get this down to number 20. According to the Rambam, why is that not even a kasha? According to the Rambam, why is that not even a kasha? According to what we just said, the Minchas Chinuch. Because ma'amr is only on what food? Not on wood. So the whole kasha doesn't start, says the Minchas Chinuch. The whole kasha of Tosis doesn't start, according to the Rambam. Please get that in 20. I meant to mention that. Matos Omer Aladin, Tosis Bebei Aladin Shemamr. Also say how, according to Rambam, how the kasha doesn't start. 21. What's the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel on Ma'amr? Yes, Binyamin. No problem. The Mishnah says, Lomais, it's not a problem. You might have thought maybe it's an issue of Tirchan Yontif. It's a good point you're asking. You know, what's the, Binyamin's asking, so what's the Chiddush of that Mishnah? Very good point. The answer is, it's not a Tirchan. It's not a Tirchan. We consider it to be good because some of you are doing it for food, you know, Ochel Nefesh, to cook up fire. It's a good point. Excellent point. Okay. 21. What's the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel and Dinam Amr? Collector's item. What's a collector's item? I and Dalam and Alf, you're only Chayav Ma'amr when you carry it 4 Amos per Shusa Rabin. Whoa! Where do you get that from? I don't know, but we did say it's a little connect with Sadi Vav. There are three Shitas. It's either Kotzer, Arab Amos per Shusa Rabin, or what? Or Ma'amr. Unbelievable, Rabbi Chananel. You're only Chayav Ma'amr if you gather it, but you also carry Arab Amos per Shusa Rabin. Whoa! What a Pella. Collector's item. Okay. That's 21. 22. What's the sheet of the Tosis Rid? Like Avein Imur Acher Imur. Amazing Chiddush. We're all familiar with the Klal Avein Bishul Acher Bishul, correct? Solid food. If I cook it, when we get to Bishul, we got a lot to do with Bishul. We got a lot to do. So much to do. But you got to know things, guys. See, you know, you have a desire. You want to get through everything, but at the end of the day, do you know anything? That's why we devoted to Chazorah. We should know a Klor. Mamish Klor. The guys ask me to shul every week. We have the shadah because everyone likes it. One of the guys makes a delicious shulin, and then every so often some Shabbos is a potato kugel also, an addition, a bonus. So the shadah is, you put the potato kugel on the platter, you know, that's fine, it was already cooked, but the shadah is if there's liquid stuff, there's a din of yesh bishul achrab dishul. Let's say water. You cooked water and it got cool. Then you want to recook it. Chayv skila for that, right? Ain't bishul achrab dishul only by a solid, not by a liquid. So you know how sometimes they have that gravy? You know how, like, you know, some of the frost? That's a serious shadah. So you want to make sure when you reheat something, there's none of that gravy stuff. You know, because maybe that's a liquid. It's a shot. You guys love the potato. I also love the potato kugel. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Would that clove yesh bishul achrab dishul apply by like liquids that can like burn, like say milk areas you cook?
You say what?
Like milk areas. If you cook it long enough, you can like burn it. So let's say you.
Yeah, good question. We'll get to that, Blinetta, when we get to bishul. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, but when you burn it though, it evaporates though. You know what I'm saying? Not all of it. If you really would burn it, it would evaporate, right? So, if you burn milk, it will evaporate like any other liquid. So, l'chura, it is a liquid. You know what I'm saying? L'chura. So, I'm just saying you got to be careful about those things. We're just saying, pointing that out, halacha l'maisa. Okay, ain bishul achar bishul by solids. That's the raisa. That's the raisa. Ain bishul achar bishul. But it's an issur d'rabbanan. Don't get me wrong. To reheat something is an issur d'rabbanan. That's why you need a blech. That's why you need all we'll learn believe that at all is dinner. You need a blech for that. I'm talking about straight up on the oven. Ain bishul achar bishul. Okay. What says the Tosfos read a phenomenal chiddush. Ain ma'amr achar ma'amr. What on earth does that mean? That means once you gather the stuff up in the field once, done. If it gets scattered again, you want to regather, no problem, mutter. Amazing chiddush. Ain ma'amr achar ma'amr. Once it got gathered together and it got dispersed, no problem to regather it again. Amazing chiddush that the Taz's written. Please get it. That's what Ein Ma'amr Achar Ma'amr means. That's 22. 23. What was the shita Ma'arachar Zeruah? Ma'arachar Zeruah had an amazing shita. He says you can be chayv Ma'amr multiple times. Thousands of times as long as you tie it together. You only over Ma'amr if you tie it. And we thought the svara was that the tie doesn't have to be kayama. Remember we said it's not the same did as it was kosher. I didn't see anyone discuss that though. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't think I'm wrong about that. Because if the whole point is to what? Is to combine it together, you know, why do you have to plug in the Hilchos Kesher? You know what I mean? As long as I've, you know, let's say it's very a temporary thing. What's the difference? You know that I have those ties? You know those ties that twist around? Why shouldn't that be enough? I don't think I'm wrong. I think I'm right. I think for purposes of kesher, for purposes of ma'amr, as long as it's a temporary kesher, it's enough, no? I don't know, maybe you'll say it's not kayama, though. Every malacha needs kayama. Remember we said it has to be last? So maybe you'll say it's a chesar and kayama. All right, let's think about that. We need to think about them. But the ikr, what I want you to get is, according to the Ma'arach HaZeruah, you're never kayam ma'amr unless you tie it. The Shita Loran says the same thing. And you could do it a million times. I tie it, untie it. Tie it, untie it. As long as you tie it, you have multiple times. It's like the opposite end of the Shita, the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says you do Ma'amr once, you're done. Gets dispersed, you never chayav Ma'amr. The Ma'arach HaZeruah, the son of the Rosh Ruah, says you can be chayav multiple times. As long as you tie it up every time. Yes, Daniel.
According to the Ma'arach HaZeruah, what if it was, like sticky things? You know, like
same thing. I'm glad you mentioned same thing. Yeah, it doesn't need it. Yeah, it doesn't need it. That's why I think you're saying a right of what I'm saying. You think I'm right. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you because you agree with me. No, I would agree with you anyway. But the reason is because why? Is because it clings together. I agree with you 100%. In fact, the Chazon Yecheskel, we said that in the Rambam. You don't need Kesher Mamish. Very good. Because he used those things of, you know, clung together, the dates. Very good. That's 23. 24, guys. Let's go. How are we Masber the Rambam according to Nishmasad and the Baal HaTanya? They said like this. Amazing. They said there are two tracks in the Rambam. I want you to get it. They said there are two tracks in the Rambam. They wanted to say that according to the Rambam, when you gather things in your home, you have to either do what Daniel said, cling it together or tie it together. If you gather them in the field, which is the place of the origin, Malkum Gidulo, you don't need to tie it together. That's what the Nishma Sodom and the Baal HaTanya said. There are two tracks in the Rambam. Halacha L'maisa. Okay, so according to them, If I ask you, does a Rambam require Makom Gidulo? Well, it depends. If Makom Gidulo, you don't have to tie it. Shalom Makom Gidulo, to compensate for the fact that Shalom Makom Gidulo, you need the what? You need to tie it. Which is against the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch said, according to the Rambam, you do not need Makom Gidulo. Please get that down. Okay, even though I wrote Nishmas Adam in the Baal HaTanya, but I want you to get the Minchas Chinuch said there's only you do not require Makom Gidulo. He said it categorically. It's not true according to the Baal HaTanya in the Nishmas Adam. If you have Makom Gidulo, you'll need to tie it. If you're doing Shalom Makom Gidulo, you better tie it or cling it together. Fine. That answers number 24. Number 25. How did the Sefer pre-Moshe Masber all these shittas? So we said like this. Please get it. It boils down to saying two approaches to Ma'amr. Is Ma'amr a malacha besada? Maleches asada? Is it a work, field-oriented type of work? Or is it a tikkun pri? Those are the two approaches. And we plugged it in. Says the same for pre-Moshe Masber. According to the shita of the Tosfos Rid, it's a malacha besada. Once you gather in the field, you're done. If it gets dispersed, never are you a chayv again. It's mamish, it's like he amplifies squared cube malacha besod. On the other polar is the marach or zeruah. It's a tikkun pri. As long as you tie it together, I don't care how many times you do it, you're chayv. And the Rambam holds both are right. The av is the malacha besod. The told that we said was what gathering in your home, and to compensate for the lack of that, you need to what? Cling it together or tie it together. So the Rambam holds both are right. The av goes malacha besod. The told is tikkun pri that would lend itself to be in the house. And that's how we were mazmer this din of all these shittas. You got it? Clear? You get out of it? It's either three possibilities. Either it's only malacha besada, or either it's only tikkun pri, or it's both. And according to Rambam, the av is the malacha besada, and the told is when you gather in your home. Cling it together. Okay, that's 26. What was the sheet of the Yesh Beforshim quoted in the Me'iri, Legabi Ma'amr? Amazing. You know what the Yesh Beforshim said? Let's say you gather stuff together and you had no kavana. It's mutter. Mutter. Every malacha you do without kavana, if it's inevitable, what's that called? Why is it not a psik resha? Excellent, Tani. Why is this not a psik resha? The Miri quotes Yesh Beforshim. If I gather things together and I don't have any kavana, mutter. Mutter? It's a psik resha. What's the pshat behind this? So what do we want to say based on Rav Lichtenstein Shlita? What's a ma'amir? Ma'amir is one of the steps in Sidur Depas, but it's not creating anything. There's no change. What gives it significance? It's part of the Sidur Depas. But what must give it significance also is that it's part of its Sidur Pas, and you have to have kavana for it. If you don't have kavana for it, it's a zero. It's a zero. So that's what this Yesh Beforshim, we wanted to say the Svar of Lichtenstein to be mazav this Yesh Beforshim. Because since the mice is so tenuous, you got to give it an oomph. How do you give it an oomph? You give kavana. If you don't have kavana, it's a zero. You need kavana, it's also part of the Sidur Depas. That answers number 26. Number 27. How was the Rif Masber the Sugya? You remember the Rif? The Rif said, he added a word. Actually, he added two changes. He said, Ein Derech Shel Ma'amer. That's what Abaye said. Ein Derech. And number two, he said, Abaye, he said, Amar Abaye. Then Tver Shmuel said, you see, the Rifer learned it wasn't a machlaikas. Sarachin, I don't know how you read the Gemara if it's not a machlaikas. Seems like the Gemara is a machlaikas, but the Rif said, Abai, Amr, Abaye. Only Abai, Amr connotes a machlaikas. He has Abai, Amr, Abaye. Sarachin. But what do we say about this concept of derech? I want you to get this. It's very important. We pointed this out that the notion of derech is not a yafusa from the Mishkan, but it's a svara. The notion of Ein Derech Imor Bekach is a Svara. What was our Raya? Ein Disha Le Begdule Karka. The Derech of Disha is Begdule Karka. Where was Disha done in the Beis HaMikdash? With the Chilazon. Is the Chilazon Begdule Karka? No. But that was the Derech to squeeze out the what? The Tchelis. The notion of Derech is not a Yafusa directly from what was done in the Mishkan. It's a Svara. And you see that clearly from Ein Disha L'Gedulei Karka. What do you mean the Dasha was done by Chilasan? Chilasan is not Gedulei Karka. But that was the Derech to be Motzi the Dam. So the Derech to do normally Disha is Gedulei Karka. The Derech normally to do Imor is Gedulei Karka. Borer and Mabashel, Borer and Bishel, the Derech is not Gedulei Karka. So we wanted to bring out this from the Sefer Mishnah Shabbos that Derech is considered to be what? Is considered to be a Svara, not something the Yafusa directly is a Kosev from the Mishkan. Yes, Daniel.
And how would Tosfos in Machosin Rashi Tosfos by Moshe and Shif Leguf, but Tosfos says that if it was not the way, if you're not doing it the way it was done in the Mishkan,
Tachlis. The Tachlis of it.
So then.
That he learns is Yafusa. That's Tosfos. That's the way Tosfos learns.
So then why is Disha Gedulei Karka? And what would Tosfos say in this? Would he say that Disha is not Gedulei Karka?
How would Tosfos deals with that issue in Ein Hey? I'm an Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, we gotta look. I think Tosfos asked that. In other words, if the Malach Shein Shich LeGufa has to be for the Tachlis and the Mishkan, so was Dash, how's that plug in with that? Okay, we have to see how that works. You could say that the Tachlis was to extract something. You know what I'm saying? So as long as the purpose of the actions for the same purpose, maybe that's enough. I think maybe that's what Tais might say, okay? All right, very good. So that's the sheet of the riff. But please get that, guys. Those 2 points of the riff, he says, Amrabai ain't derech imre bakach. Number one, we said the Tver Shul says, it's not a machlaikis, so I don't know how you read the Gemara. We had Tzarechian. He himself asked it. Number two, he develops this notion of derech. And derech, the Mishnah Shabbos, is not Yalfusa from the Mishkan, but rather it's Alpisvor. It's a Svara. The notion of derech is as far as you find it by Emor, find it by Dosh, and you see it beautifully by Pison, the Tzis Chilazon, that was the derech to extract it. It wasn't Gedulei Karka in the Mishkan. It's not a Yafusa. When I say Yafusa, it means it was done in the Mishkan of Gedulei Karka, so therefore it's got to be Gedulei Karka. No, that's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat. It's a Svara. And in the Mishkan, it was done derech. Just normally, Disha, the derech is Gedulei Karka. Okay, that's 27. 28. What is the Ram the Bartanur Shita Legabi Ma'amir? Okay, we didn't get to Aloche, so we have to, after the Bechina, we'll have to spend a little more time on Aloche on the Tuesday. But let's just get to 28. I know you guys got to, let's finish up. We made a deal, so we got to be good with the deal. Ma Rama Bartanura al Darish al Bamer. Please get it. Works like this. Everyone holds that both are usher. I just want you to get the definition. Okay? According to the Rambam, what you're doing is you're taking different sheaves together, which are multiple pieces of wheat. You pile the piles together, make it into a silo. So you're taking different piles to pile them into a big, big box. That's according to Ramana Perish Mishnah. According to Bartanura, you're taking one piece of wheat with one piece of meat, putting it together, and that is what's called Ma'amr. They're both correct. We paskin like both. You have to be machmer for both, Ladina. Okay, and last one, number 29, we'll pick it up with 30 tomorrow. Number 29 is the Chiddush of the Shvisas HaShabbos. What's the Chiddush of the Shvisas HaShabbos, Lagabi Ma'amir? If anything had changed its original form, you take bread, it was changed, it was baked. There is no problem of Amr. Let's gather a piece of bread together, mutter, because I changed it from its original state of wheat. Anything that's nishtana mehavyason, there is no isser of ma'amir. We paskin like that ladina. And therefore, number 30, we'll finish it up. Toys, gathering toys. Is that mutter? Putting them together. Those are things that are not gedulei karka, and it's not the makom of its origin. Mutter lechachila, says the Mishnah Berurah. We don't hold like that, Yireim, that it's usher to gather eggs. We said it was drabana, we don't even hold like that, Yireim. If it's something that doesn't grow from the ground, it's not its place of origin, it's mutter even lechachila. And gathering toys is a great example of that, halacha lemaisa. Okay? Someone asked me in the Chabura, how are you able to sweep things? Maybe there's some fruits and vegetables. Gathering them together is a problem. So I said, maybe you have no kavana. If you have no kavana, we said, based on the yesh before, shumir be mutter. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day, guys. Keep conjuring.